USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. COVID-19 hospitalizations in California are setting records, up more than 80% in just the past 2 weeks. A new stay-home order in Los Angeles County begins Monday through December 20th. Health officials say one in every 145 residents of L.A. County are infected. Dr. Jeff Smith, COO of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, tells KTLA 5.
We are starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and released, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
According to the Johns Hopkins University, 13 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. Americans are expected to spend $10 billion online by the time Black Friday sales are over. We're expected to buy even more on Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online shopping day of the year. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Many states are reimposing restrictions on bars and restaurants due to a surge in coronavirus cases. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
Beginning Monday, November 30th at 12:01 a.m., restaurants and bars in Nashville will be limited to a maximum of 50% capacity with social distancing. Steve Smith owns the Honky Tonk Bar in Nashville. He reacts to those restrictions.
There's a lot of people that's not going to be able to survive with these restrictions. And it's getting really bad in Nashville. It's come to a lot of people that's suffering with losing jobs and everything else. People that are just getting started and it's been open for a few years, I really feel for them in small businesses. Just as far as getting started in bars and restaurants, and bars and restaurants has got picked on the hardest.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
California has announced new restrictions beginning Monday through December 20th. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 has hit at least three more NFL teams and caused schedule changes. Lamar Jackson of the Baltimore Ravens and four other teammates tested positive. Baltimore's game against Pittsburgh that was moved from Thanksgiving night to Sunday has again been moved to Tuesday night. And the LA Rams and Denver Broncos also canceled practice Friday. The Rams are set to host the 49ers and Denver set to host New Orleans on Sunday. 24 hours before the most hyped boxing fight in years, former champions Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. delivered final pre-fight comments at Friday's weigh-in.
I'm pitching punches, and everything else is up to Roy. I'm coming at him. He doesn't have to worry about me. If I'm going to run anywhere, I'm running right at him.
I make a lot of mistakes. They say my whole boxing career was a mistake, and I love it. They say I did everything wrong, but it worked out right. So I can't tell you how to do it. It's going to probably look wrong. So I know if I try to tell it to you, it's going to sound wrong, but it's going to turn out right. Trust me.
The pay-per-view costs $49.99 live from Staples Center on Saturday night. And this year's Best in Show winner at the National Dog Show is Claire. Here's her handler, Angela Lloyd, on the Today Show.
It was a champion-only show this year, so it's the best of the best. You just have to go in and give it your all every time. And we have to do it three different times, and she totally participated and did her best.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.